From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Long before COVID-19 appeared on planet Earth, influenza was killing tens of thousands of people every year all around the globe. And the flu is still a killer, not to mention the pain and the suffering that it can cause folks, let alone the impact it has on work and productivity and the healthcare system. Flu is already here in Idaho this fall, and while our state's influenza coordinator says the severity is always hard to predict, she does always advocate getting a flu shot. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Dr. Leslie Tingleson with Idaho Health and Welfare to find out more about this year's flu season. So let's take a listen to that.
We have come to learn that flu viruses can be detected year-round, but in the U.S., flu is most common during the fall and winter. Dr. Tingleson, I'm always interested in the fact that the Southern Hemisphere gets the worst of it in their winter months, which they're just emerging from. Is there anything that you have heard or that we have learned from what they have been experiencing?
Yes, we do look to the Southern Hemisphere during our summer months, which is their flu season. We look to see what kinds of viruses are impacting their population more significantly. And we take that as a note in our playbook as we move towards our flu season coming up. We obviously don't have a crystal ball, but based on what's happened in the Southern Hemisphere this past summer, we have some cause for concern. They had the virus called the influenza AH3 virus, which predominated that in their population. And that's one of the flu viruses that can cause more severe disease in people. So we're hoping that we'll have a mild flu season like we've had the last two seasons. But if the Southern Hemisphere is any indication, we may be in for a little more of a bumpy ride this year.
And I'm certain there are many factors that can trigger a spike, but can I assume that human behavior probably drives a spike the most?
COVID has certainly impacted all of us for a number of years now. That is another very serious respiratory disease. And I feel like a lot of people are sort of coming out of hibernation, if you will, and starting to conduct their lives in a fashion where they're just out and about more. I see people aren't wearing masks as much. And the flu is also a respiratory virus that can be transmitted in similar ways to COVID. And so I feel like some of the things that we can do to protect ourselves, we started letting our guard down by not wearing masks as much, socializing more in groups. We want people to get their lives back. But, it is important to understand that with congregating with friends and family, the chances of getting any of these respiratory viruses, be it flu virus or SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID, can occur more often. So our big mantra really is take precautions. And the biggest precaution that I can say today is getting the flu shot. So getting the flu shot and getting the latest COVID shots will give people a more of a fighting chance to stay healthy this winter.
I want to talk about that 1-2 punch in a second, but I remember hearing something a very long time ago, and I hope I remember this right. A physician said, if you've seen one flu season, you've only seen one flu season. And basically what he's saying is that if you try to look for, a typical flu season, it's a fool's errand.
That's true. We really can't predict. Some flu seasons start early in before the new year. Some flu seasons don't even get started till February or March. I mean, it just really varies quite widely from year to year. And in fact, again, if we look at our Southern Hemisphere colleagues that look at flu activity, they've seen different countries have seen flu seasons that are either shorter than normal or occurring earlier or later than normal, depending on what country we're talking about. So it is very difficult to predict. And I can tell you in Idaho, if you look at the most extreme part of the flu season where we see people that have died, we have had seasons where we've had as few as 5 deaths for the whole season and as many as 101 in a flu season. So it just really varies widely and it's hard to predict. So getting that flu shot is critical.
Can you talk a little bit about that COVID-19 impact on the flu season?
Well, we fully expect, I've heard the term tossed around in public health circles of a twindemic. We certainly do expect there to be flu and SARS-CoV-2, again, the virus that causes COVID-19, circulating at the same time in our communities. So it's very important. If you're not feeling well, please stay home. If you have not gotten the shots yet, CDC strongly recommends, if at all possible, that people get their flu shots by the end of October. So people should be getting out there and getting those shots now. Taking those simple precautions, hand washing, maybe, you know, look around if you see people coughing or something, you know, maybe kind of socially distance a little bit.
Sure.
You know, some of those things we've come to be familiar with COVID-19 certainly can come into play with flu as well. Just protecting yourself from a respiratory virus that is shared by people coughing or sneezing on you or sometimes touching contaminated surfaces and then touching your nose or mouth. You know, those are things that respiratory viruses love to spread that way. So just hand washing, getting your shots, thinking about how you're protecting yourself and your family is important.
Could you talk a little bit about the role that the department plays? How do you, or I guess maybe I should ask it this way, is it possible for you to track flu in Idaho?
Well, yes and no. So in public health, we have a list of conditions, diseases and conditions that are officially, quote, reportable. So seasonal flu is not a reportable condition. So we don't track flu by person to person to person. We don't track it by counts, if you will. Mm-hmm. However, we do have ways to know if flu is in the state and where in the state and how severe it is. So we work with hospitals across the state to get samples from their laboratories sent to our Idaho State Public Health Laboratory. And they look at samples and they determine what kind of flu is in circulation. So that tells us, oh, do we have the AH3 that I mentioned earlier? Or do we have a different kind of flu? Because there's typically 4 different flu viruses that may appear at any particular season. So that's called virologic surveillance. We then also look at mortality, which is the ultimate severity measure for flu. So we get information, private information that we do not share, but we do track the number of individuals that have died from a flu-related illness. And so we can see if we're seeing larger number of people affected or an unusual age group, say if it's elderly or young people that are dying from flu. You know, we gather information in that way. We also gather information from hospitals, emergency department visits. We look at people that seek medical care for influenza-like illness. So we see if what percent of emergency department visits are for influenza-like illness each week. And we can track that over time and see if those visits are going up or going down. And also if a particular corner of our state is being more affected than others. We look at all of those factors together. We also work very closely with our public health districts. And if, say, there's a flu outbreak in, say, a long-term care facility, we work very closely with our partners to identify what's causing a respiratory outbreak in those settings, and then helping to work with them to take care of that and reduce the disease burden in that setting.
That was Dr. Leslie Tingleson from Idaho Health and Welfare talking to our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about this year's flu season. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.